Okay. So prayer is basically talking to God. If you want to get to know someone, you need to spend time with them, talking, listening, sharing life. And it's the same as a follower of Jesus. It should spring from our desire to know him better and because God delights in spending time with us. And it's also good for us and good for other people. When we come to talk to God, we need to be aware of God. We need to share with God. We need to adore God, talk to him, listen to God, enjoy being with him. And through this, we extend the kingdom of God in our own lives and in lives of others around us. Now, when we pray, we can do it on our own. We can pray with other people. It can happen in any place or time or position. We can pray with words of our own, or we can use words inspired by other people. We can dance in prayer. We can sing in prayer. We can use expressive arts in prayer, and we can be silent in prayer, and we can even groan and moan in prayer. The Bible is full of examples and different types of talking to God. And as I said, it's impossible to explore all of them here in 60 minutes together. You might remember we looked at the Psalms a few weeks ago together, and the Psalms are full of poems, songs, and prayers. And they express, as we discovered, all sorts of aspects of the character of God, of his knowledge, justice, love, his faithfulness, lament, and praise, all overlapping together in creative expressions. It's a rich, rich book for us to ponder on together and to use and read. Prayer is a healthy habit. It's a discipline to embrace into our lifestyle and our families. That's so that when we don't feel like it, or maybe we get distracted by many things in life, that we will automatically come to God to talk to him. And Jesus said to his disciples, "When you pray," which suggests to me there was an expectation there that his followers would be praying as part of their following after Jesus. Praying forms godlike character in us, and Jesus prayed. We have many examples in the Bible where Jesus was praying. And we also have examples in the early church of them meeting together to pray. We hear God speak to us when we come to him and talk to him, and it builds our relationship with him. When we do come to pray, we talk to Creator God. We do it through the name of Jesus, because Jesus made it possible for us to come straight to God, because he dealt with all the separation, the wrongdoing in our lives. So we can come into God's presence. And the Holy Spirit, as we looked at, when we looked at the Holy Spirit, helps us when we pray and communicate with God. And there's even more to this. And Donna is going to read some verses now for me from Romans chapter 8. Verse 26 to 28 and 31 to 34. Thank you, Donna.
And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for all of us, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one, for God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then shall condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us.
Thanks, Donna. Amazing verses, but the key thing I wanted us to notice was the Holy Spirit is interceding for us. The Holy Spirit is praying for us, and it refers to Jesus now sitting at the right hand of God, pleading or interceding for us. I find that phenomenal, and I can't begin to explain what that means, but I'm just amazed that part of the role of the Holy Spirit and Jesus is even now they are interceding and praying for us. Hold that thought, because we're going to come back to it later on. Right, we're going to go into groups, and we're going to create together a prayer, an act of worship, unique to us and unique to the fact that we're doing it today in this time and place. We're going to go into groups for about 20 minutes, led by Michelle and Priya. As I said before, you'll need your favourite Bible versions. We will be looking at the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 15. And I know many of us will be very, very familiar with the Lord's Prayer. You'll need somebody to be a group scribe. And I'd like you to look at this prayer, because this was Jesus answering his disciples when they said, "How do we pray?" I want you to look at it with fresh eyes. Maybe compare different versions in your group. And together, rewrite as your act of worship in your group words together. Okay, I'm going to rewrite the prayer together. Now, this can be approached in several different ways. You might want to do it literally, so you'll take it line by line, or you can be inspired by the Lord's Prayer and go with the expressions and feelings of the prayer rather than the literal changing of each word. If you get stuck, this is for the leaders particularly, if you get stuck with this, I suggest you pick out a key word each in the group and include that word in your response in your prayer. Or just go for it, okay? And ask the Holy Spirit to come and inspire you and help you to respond to that. Is that okay? And when we come back, we won't be sharing them straight away. We'll be sharing them towards the end, after we've looked at a bit more on prayer. Foundational value. Okay, praying together is one of our foundational values. Jesus modeled it with his disciples and encouraged them to pray, and kind of expected that praying would be part of following him. And the early church, it was foundational to them as well. In Acts 2, verse 42, we're told they were devoted to prayer together. Donna is going to read for me now 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. And then Jeremy's going to come and talk to us.
What? 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 to 4.
Oh, thank you.
I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them. Intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth.
So that's a little good summary of prayer life, mission, God's pleasure when we pray, and the different types of prayer and who we can pray for. So Jeremy's going to share just for 5 minutes, well, what's our community lifestyle like of prayer in Durham Community Church?
I can assure you it's not going to be 5 minutes.
Well, 2 minutes.
Yeah. So we just went through the other day and said, you know, actually we have, this is a fundamental value. How does that happen? Because we don't actually all meet together on a particular night and a particular day to pray. Although if you looked at our church calendar, you might see prayer meeting advertised, but it actually never happens. So how does prayer happen? And I think it happens really well within our community. It's just, it's not seen. The first reason is it's not always seen is because it's an individual thing. We individually pray. We individually, in our own room, seek God. And I know that's happening because there's one of the other ways we know that there's lots of WhatsApp going on saying, please pray for this, please pray for that. And they're in different groups. And it's fantastic. I mean, I don't know what the, sometimes I don't know, often I don't know what the prayer is being asked for because it goes between the ladies. They have an intercession WhatsApp group. But there's prayers going on all the time. Pray for this, pray for that, pray for the other. And that's amazing. And this ladies' intercession group, which the men are gradually catching up on, you know, it's great. They meet in pairs every week. And the guys are down doing that as well, just to pray together. And I think it's meant to be, I know that the girls say 15 minutes. An hour and a half later sometimes. Honestly. So I'm sure it's great, isn't it, that people are praying together in that sort of way. That happening every week, and there's a rhythm, there's a pattern to that. Pray for our own needs, pray for the country, pray for the world. There's also prayer happening in Bible study groups, and just in different areas, you know, we meet the girls from in Thailand, you know, there's prayer happening there, there's prayer happening really just on one-to-one basis. There's spontaneous prayer. I know often Julian will say, I just sent up an arrow prayer. You know, that where it's during the day, something's happening, we need to pray. We need to pray. Obviously, we have now have the men at prayer, great warriors that we are. But I just, you know, it's happening all around us. And in the, obviously now, just in a wider context, we, different people pray in different groups in with other people. But we pray with guys from Taking Ground. We pray and have prayed across the city with other churches. And for example, one of the groups we pray with is with Friends International. So Tom Hudson, who leads that, so we'll set a date every other month to say, we're going to pray for Friends International. So we take part in that. So there's a lot of prayer actually happening, but not in necessarily always in a central point. And obviously, again, when we meet on a Sunday, occasionally we will pray for people when we're corporately together. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. I just want to share some final thoughts on one type of prayer. We call it intercession, and it was in that passage that we read earlier. It is an important part of our community life together, and it's part of building each other up, and loving people is to intercede for them. Intercession is a person or people pleading on behalf of another or a group. We ask God to take action, to intervene for a change. Some people, some older people, call it standing in the gap. It can be viewed as building a protection in people's lives, a God intervention, or causing people to have an introduction to God in situations, circumstances, or nations. We want God to break in. We're called to do this. It's not a special gift, okay? The Bible doesn't mention it as a special gift. And it's also, I heard recently, more than old ladies in the back room of a church, which I know is a very stereotypical picture that some of us will understand, but I think that's the way it has been thought of. I mean, we do thank God for those old ladies that have interceded in the back of the church, and all honour to them. But it's not just down to them. We're all in this. We can grow in intercession for people and for situations, just as we grow in other areas of our relationship in following after Jesus. And the Bible is full of examples in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And I've put in brackets, trust me on this, because we haven't got time to go through all the examples. I have got a list if anyone wants it. But one example is Paul. He asked his church family to intercede for him so he could be effective in his mission. And Donna's going to read this from Romans 15, 30 to 32.
Dear brothers and sisters, I urge you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to join in my struggle by praying to God for me. Do this because of your love for me, given to you by the Holy Spirit. Pray that I will be rescued from those in Judea who refuse to obey God. Pray also that the believers there will be willing to accept the donation I am taking to Jerusalem. Then, by the will of God, I will be able to come to you with a joyful heart, and we will be an encouragement to each other.
Thanks, Donna. Interesting little passage, isn't it? So out of their love for Paul, they're going to pray that he will be effective in his mission, his daily mission and life, and somehow their prayers are going to affect what's going to happen to him. The examples in the Bible cover many, many needs involving rescue, judgment, restoration, blessing, forgiveness, spiritual growth, effective leadership, salvation, and many more we could add to the list. But the overarching theme is God's will to be fulfilled and for his glory to be seen. It's part of our mandate as God's children, because the Bible tells us there's an enemy in this world with a different mandate. His mandate, I'm talking about the devil, Satan, the evil one, is to seek and destruct and destroy. But Jesus came with a different mandate completely, so that we could have life to the full. And Donna's going to read John 10:10. Thanks, Donna.
The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life.
Thanks, Donna. The examples in the Bible, as I said, cover many, many issues, but it's about God's purpose in this world. We're joining with God's purpose in this world so that people could live life to the full. And God asks us to intercede because it makes a difference. It makes a difference in the spiritual realm when we pray. And that includes our physical world around us. I'm not just talking mystical, fluffy gases in the air. I'm talking about everybody's daily lives. Power is released in a way that does not happen if we don't pray. As we saw with Paul, there was that assumption that if those prayer warriors started to pray, he would have more opportunities to spread God's word. We know in the book of Acts, chapter 12, there's an example of prison doors flying open when people were praying. Things happen. God chooses to accomplish his plans through prayers of faith. Jesus said when he was talking about the harvest being ready, he said, pray for the workers, pray that more people would go out there and reap the harvest. So, something happens in us and between us when our will is lined up with God's in prayer. And through the Holy Spirit helping us, it also changes our heart as well as other people and circumstances. God's kingdom is built in the spiritual realm. God breaks in. We respond with hearts of praise and worship and give God glory to him. And God loves unity in prayer. And it's interesting, isn't it? The example of Jesus's prayer was our Father. It was a corporate prayer. God loves unity and he blesses it. So, on that note, I'd like the group leaders, okay, to come and share our act of prayer and worship together. So, Priya, are you ready?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bear with me because it's a bit messy.
Okay.
Right. God, our Father in heaven, may you always be treated with honor and respect. May your kingdom come so that your will and plan will be worked out and achieved in our lives and in the whole earth, just like it is in heaven. Please continue to provide us with our basic needs, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual. Please forgive us when we do wrong against you and let you down. And having been forgiven, please help us to graciously forgive anyone who hurts us. Guide us away from situations which will tempt us to do wrong, and save and protect us from the power of evil.
Thanks, Priya. That's great. Thank you. Wonderful. And Michelle's going to...
Yeah, we didn't quite get right to the end. So much discussion going on about it. So, our loving Heavenly Dad, thank you for inviting us into a close, familiar relationship with you. We honour and respect who you are. Wow, how different things will be when the world is full of you. It's overwhelming. We need you in every area of our lives, Lord. Please be our provider for our daily needs. And release us to forgive others, because you have freely forgiven us.
Thanks, Michelle. That's great. Thank you. That's wonderful. I think just to end, I'm just going to ask Donna if she'll read the Lord's Prayer from the Passion, and then we'll finish there. Thanks, Donna. And let's just offer this in our hearts up to God as well.
Yeah.
She reads. Thanks, Donna. Oh, you need to put your sound on. Thanks, Donna.
Our beloved Father, dwelling in the heavenly realms, may the glory of your name be the center on which our lives turn. Manifest your kingdom realm and cause every purpose to be fulfilled on earth, just as it is in heaven. We acknowledge you as our provider of all we need each day. Forgive us the wrongs we have done, as we ourselves release forgiveness to those who have wronged us. Rescue us every time we face tribulation and set us free from evil. For you are the King who rules with power and glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.